Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT. Nine. I might explode from one. Let's crack it to another one.
TNT.
Yo.
Are you familiar with the company Google?
I hate you. Never heard of them, Jonas. What do you tell me about them a little bit?
Well, they're a search engine company who farms data of Americans.
Son of a bitch.
And everybody else. They were "Just Don't Be Evil" was their slogan. Guess what? Now they're an evil corporation.
They're an evil corporization? I never heard of such a thing.
What is an evil corporation? You do ask. It is a... Anyways. So they had some employee. They have a few employees. A lot.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a war going on, and some people are very, like, have very strong opinions about who's at fault and who isn't.
All right. We spoke about a little bit about this yesterday.
Yeah. So
okay, fair enough.
They are, they called it Googlers Against Genocide.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was a protest against Israel and their war. And 28 of their 28 employees did a sit-in in two corporate offices in California and New York. And, you know, they did the whole protest thing there.
Okay, fair enough. A lot of people have very strong feelings about
this.
Yeah,
so. You know, I mean, some people are, like, chaining themselves to trees. Some people are, like, you know, going down to protest at the Capitol about abortion. Some people are sitting in at Google because Google's, I don't know what they're doing to Israel, but that's where they felt they should protest. And they wrapped it up. Google fired them. All 28 of them.
Google fired all of the protesters.
Google fired their ass because they inhibited the work of other Googlers.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know, Joe Google, sitting at his goddamn desk, he's trying to get a cup of coffee, and he's like, there's protesters in my lobby. And then Sandy Google was like, I'm trying to get out and get some coffee, too.
Jonas, man. Oh, my God. This is funny. I'm gonna tell a story.
Did you do a protest at, like, a job?
I did.
Oh, fudge.
I did. All right, Jonas. So look, this was Dynamite Jr. when I was a little baby mite.
Like over 18 though, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, okay, 18. Cool.
I'm not exactly sure how old I was during the time, but I was young.
I mean,
young.
Only 26 now, so not too long ago.
And I don't know, I was working at a certain job, and we had benefits where we would work 4 days, or where we worked 3 days a week, 3 12s, and we get paid for 40 hours. It was a great benefit.
So you got 4 extra hours pay, because you work 12-hour shifts.
Yeah. And I'd been working there for, I don't know, like freaking years at this point, and I'd gotten accustomed to that benefit, right? Obviously, you're going to get accustomed to a couple extra bucks on your paycheck. Came to pass that they decided to eliminate this program, and they were going to start paying you for, you know, you work, you get paid for what you work. And
okay, I was like, which, all right. I mean, like, I don't blame them for that, but, like, yes, they're taking away, like, a perk, right? Yeah.
It's so funny, John. So I hate to say this, but I watched a TikTok.
God damn it, Dad. I watched a TikTok about this.
It's very informative on the way that the corporations think and kind of how it's impacted American economy as a whole.
Right.
But regardless, yes, Jonas, I walked into the boss's office and I was like, this is a tragedy. The company, I understand, is going in a new direction, but a lot of people are depending on this. And I'd like to have a sit down with you and some of the other head officials. And I'd like to just talk about this certain program and about, like, some of the things that's going on. And I was like, I have a couple of other people who I'd spoken to. And I was like, and we'd all like to just sit down and just discuss it. And maybe we can come to some sort of agreement. And I was fired within a week.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They fired the hell out of me.
Yeah,
for nothing.
You ruffling feathers.
For nothing, dude. I ain't do.
What did they officially fire you
okay,
for?
Okay, so look, this is what I officially got fired for. My car broke down, Jonas. Dead ass. I had gotten into an accident. I was in Cleveland, got into an accident, car ran into the abutment that separates the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cops pulled up on me. They're like, you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine, man. I'm just waiting for the tow truck. I needed a ride to work. I called my ride. They did not call me. I called work. I'm like, look, I can't come in. My ride's not coming. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, it's too late. I can't catch three buses and a rapid to get there. They stop. I don't know what to do. And they're like, all right, fine. It's fine. At least you called. Fired me the next day. All right. I had been working there for I don't even know how many years. I'd had no.
So it's like you didn't have like attendance occurrences built up.
That has never been my issue. I don't mind going to work because work is money. Let's get it. You know? But the fact that if you ruffle feathers, they will get rid of your ass stands true. It stands true.
Oh, yeah. They don't. I mean, they want the sheep to flock.
They want the sheep to flock is wild.
They don't want
wild.
They don't want the sheep knocking wild at the door. They want them just out there doing their thing. Go do your thing, sheep.
So it takes bravery.
Oh yeah, to stand up to your company? Oh, absolutely.
These people exhibited that bravery, man. These people, they showed that gusto.
Oh yeah, like I've never done that. I did have like a situation at work where like the department that I worked in, like the disbursement of work is not equitable amongst employees. So we all
the fuck kind of corporal speak was that, man? The hell did you just say to me? I don't know. You sound like a mark.
You about to send me to jail right now?
That fucking Bezos speak, Elon talk. What'd you just say to me? The disbursement of work wasn't equitable to the employees? Fuck are you? Do you sound like a shareholder?
So I was doing more work than somebody else.
I like that. All right.
Okay, so I was already doing more work. The work I did was a heavier lift than their work.
Fair enough.
So what they wanted to do was then take some of the people that they supported, this other person, and give them to me. So essentially adding even more work to my plate and taking work away from the person who was already doing less work.
I think that's a sentiment that a lot of people can agree with.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay.
We've all been there.
And we're like, I was just like, I like raised my hand, like, excuse me. I was like,
I raised my hand.
Yeah, I was like, so, you know, I mean, this is all facetiously being told, but I mean, essentially, I raised my hand. They're like, excuse me, Jonas, you have something to say? I'm like, absolutely, sir. And I go, I just don't understand why we're adding to my plate,
motherfucker.
And taking away from their plate because they're already doing less work. And they were like, oh, the equitable distribution of work. Corporate. And I was like, so
I started blasting.
So I was like, so where's my raise?
Ooh, where is your raise?
And they're like, you're not going to get one.
And you quit.
No.
Because of Palestine.
And then I was like, if that's going to happen, I need to be the one that organizes it.
Mm.
And then I organized the whole thing. And then
organized your own raise?
I organized the disbursement of work.
Oh, okay.
And then it never happened. It went away. They decided not to do it.
They took it under consideration and then deconsiderated it.
They knew what was up.
They
didn't want the wrath of Jocksnaz.
My man got deconsiderated real quick.
I didn't get fired, though.
You did not get fired.
I stood my ground. I said, listen.
I'm going to be mad for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll be so mad. You better, God damn it.
But if y'all forget about it, maybe I forget about it too.
And then they forgot about it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, so that I don't have any like real, did I ever have like a real injustice? I used to work at a Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, we've talked about your Blockbuster days many a time.
And like, when they like told everyone they were getting rid of late fees, I mean, nobody really cared, but we all knew that the store was going to close because like, that was how they made their money.
The truth comes out.
And then we're like, oh, this looks bad. And then, they could have bought Netflix and didn't. They had an opportunity to buy Netflix and turned it down.
It's so funny how Blockbuster was literally like a, what do you call it? I forgot what they're called. DVD library.
Yeah.
Like because libraries made all their money off of late fees.
Yeah. Like, it was like 30% of our revenue was late fees. And then, and I'm like, so you're taking that away. I get it. Okay. Insane. What are we replacing that 30% of revenue with that has no overhead cost? And they're like, nothing. And I'm like, The fuck? The
loss of late fees became the loss loser, but it was too much of a loss loser.
Yeah, it was insane because then like nobody would return their stuff.
Yeah.
If it was more than 2 weeks late, they charged you a $2.50 fee. So they would just, and then when you brought it back, they'd take it off.
They would have been better going the route that Planet Fitness went when they decided to stop taking your credit card information and start linking your account to your bank.
So you can't just cancel the card.
Make it a little bit more difficult for you.
Anywho, yeah, I'm sorry you got fired, man, but you know what?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, people do not stand up for what you believe in. If you believe in something long, hard enough, fight for that ish, all right?
Do not ruffle corporate feathers, though.
Educate yourself.
Yeah.
And fight for what you believe in.
Yep. So, anywho, that's all the time we have today's episode. Please go to thecrazytown.com and do it. Jonas.
TNT.
We have...